Blog Talk Radio.
Monet, your left foot.
Whoa!
Get the deal.
Another day.
Dabadini.
I take your pain away. Some people talk about you like they know all about you. When you get down, they doubt you. And when you dip it on the scene, yeah, they talking about it. Cause they can't tip on the scene what you talk about.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, and I further bear witness that the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, leader, teacher, guide, and comforter in our midst, and it is my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to greet all of you in our greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
salam. Thank you. And it's also my distinct honor to present to you our host tonight, who really needs no introduction. This brother is a master of many things. One of them is, of course, helping me with this Nation Building Movement. He is the vice president of Nation Building Movement, of course, but he is also a devoted brother and friend. So allow me to present to you Brother Kareem Muhammad out of St. Louis, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, Queen. How are you this evening?
Blessed by Allah's grace, even though they're trying to crucify me. All praises due to Allah. I'm still standing.
Yes, ma'am. All praises are indeed due to Allah. And that is an understanding that we will walk in that way of the Christ, of the Jesus, if you will, we understand that that's going to happen, you know. And so that is what it is. I want to thank you for your accolades. I also want to thank you, though, as always, for an opportunity, another opportunity to be of service to Allah. And as we always open everything in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is indeed due forever. In the name of the exalted Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, yes, the messenger of Allah, and so much more. And in the name of our divine reminder, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I greet you once again, Queen, everyone in the listening audience, and those who haven't even joined us yet, because I'm hoping that many do join us. With the greeting words of peace and paradise, we say it in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
Salam, sir.
And before, thank you. And before we go any further, I would love for our two other queens on the line actually not introduce themselves, but to present themselves. And I'm going to start with you, Queen Yatira.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Present yourself.
Assalamu alaikum, family. This is Sister Yatira out of Florida. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I'm 21. I've been in the Nation for a little over a year now. Hostess of the show, Young Gifted of Black on Saturdays. I love to help my Nation any way that I can. Please, family, pardon my voice. My immune system is down and something just knocked me off my feet today. But I'm still here, all praises due to Allah, and, you know, ready to serve any way that I can.
Oh, praises due to Allah. Thank you very much. And Queen Jamie, could you please present yourself?
Assalamu alaikum. Praise be to Allah. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, who all holy praises are forever due. I further bear witness that he raised among us a lost dead Nation in the wilderness of North America to be our messenger, our leader, and our teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a divine reminder and warner among us. I would like to greet everyone in the greeting words of peace of assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam, ma'am.
Who am I? Well, I go by Sister Diatoma Clarity on the Facebook page. Sister Jamie X is my registered name. I've been in the Nation well over now. Praise due to Allah. Almost 10 years. 10 years as of next year. Yes, sir. Praise due to Allah. It's going on my 10th year anniversary. So I'm going to have to do something special. by the will and grace of God, he called me to this work. I'm a fire follower of these teachers, and I stand up for them, and I go to battle for them. All praises due to Allah, and I just love being a Muslim. I pray that I live and die a Muslim, as the Quran teaches us, and that's basically all. All praises due to Allah, and thank you for having me Brother Kareem and Sister Queen Aziza.
All praises.
Yes, ma'am,
thank
but
you.
I think she neglected to say that she is one of the baddest promoters in the land. You hear me? You want something promoted, call this sister right here. That's all
yes,
I got
ma'am.
To say.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Pray. Thank you, Queenie.
All right, well,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. And anyone who knows me and they know this program, they know that we don't waste any time here. We get right into our topic. Our topic tonight, as it's listed on the link that you will find on Facebook and then on our Nation Building page, is entitled Nation Building Presents Conscious Black Nation, Liars, Transformers, and Hypocrites, Who's in Your Mosque? And that is exactly what we're going to deal with. I would like to simply say this. If that's too much for you, just look at it from this standpoint. It's transformers, hypocrites in disguise, and there's a reason we're using those words. So now, before anybody gets upset, let's open as we always do. First, we're going to the Holy Quran Sharif, Maulana Muhammad Ali translation, starting in Surah or Chapter 63, Al-Munafiqun, the Hypocrites. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We seek refuge in Allah against the accursed shaitan or Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Allah states, when the hypocrites come to thee, they say, we bear witness. Thou art indeed Allah's messenger, and Allah knows thou art indeed his messenger, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are surely liars. They take shelter under their oaths, thus turning men from Allah's way. Surely evil is that which they do. That is because they believed, then disbelieved. Thus their hearts are sealed, so they understand not. And when thou seest them, their persons please thee. And if they speak, thou listenest to their speech. They are like pieces of wood, clad with garments. They think every cry to be against them. They are the enemy. So beware of them. May Allah destroy them, how they are turned back. And when it is said to them, come, the messenger of Allah will ask forgiveness for you. They turn away their heads, and thou seest them hindering others, and they are big with pride. It is alike to them whether thou ask forgiveness for them or ask not forgiveness for them. Allah will never forgive them. Surely Allah guides not the transgressing people. They it is who say, spend not on those who are with the messenger of Allah, that they may disperse. And Allah are the treasures of the heavens and the earth, but the hypocrites understand not. They say, if we return to Medina, the mightier will surely drive out the mean of therefrom. And might belongs to Allah and his messenger and the believers, but the hypocrites know not. And then if you have your Quran and you have it open, you go to Surah or Chapter 2, starting in Ayat of verse 8. Under the section Lip Profession, it states, are there some people who say, we believe in Allah in the last day, and they are not believers. They seek to deceive Allah and those who believe, and they deceive only themselves, and they perceive not. In their heart is a disease, so Allah increased their disease, and for them is a painful chastisement because they lie. And when it is said to them, make not mischief in the land, they say, we are but peacemakers. Now surely they are the mischief makers, but they perceive not. And when it is said to them, believe as the people believe, they say, shall we believe as the fools believe? Now surely they are the fools, but they know not. And when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. And when they are alone with their devils, they say, surely we are with you. We were only mocking. Allah will pay them back their mockery, and he leaves them alone in their inordinacy, blindly wandering on. These are they who by error for guidance, so their bargain brings upon Allah no gain, nor are they guided. Their parable is as the parable of one who kindles a fire, but when it illumines all around him, Allah takes away their light and leaves them in darkness. They cannot see, deaf, dumb, and blind, so they return not. And there are some other passages, but we'll get into them later because I want to get right in again to this topic. And I'm going to start with you, Sister Jamie.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. The first question, yes, ma'am, the first question here is this. With the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, which we've had for over 80 years now, and the guidance of Allah through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, which we've had over 35 years now, if I'm not mistaken, so readily available, why have we, see, I'm in that number two. Why have we not established righteous communities throughout the United States? That's my question. And you answer however you see fit.
Well, from my perspective, and I don't want to go off of feelings and emotions. I want to rise above that into the thinking of Allah. We know that we are in a peril state. And what do I mean by a peril state? We know that the enemy, Pharaoh, don't want to let God's people go. But as Brother Nuri stated on Sunday, the people of the children of Israel don't want to let Pharaoh go. It's easy when somebody is feeding you, clothing you, taking care of you, giving you a job, giving you money, giving you a home, giving you everything you need. It's easy to be at the table of the king to get those crumbs that fall down like a dog lying in wait. But it's harder. It takes work. It takes energy. It takes exertion. It takes patience. Just as you building and planting a seed, either you're going to plant that seed and bring it into fruition, or you're going to not allow that seed to germinate by not watering, not fostering, and bringing it into life because you don't want to be patient and wait for it. These teachings are seed. Working, doing what we have to do is our water. And a lot of us, many of us, don't want that hard work. And the reason why we don't want that hard work, because we were beaten, abused, mistreated, taken away from what we were, which was natural producers, natural warriors, natural everything, and we was taught to be dependent on someone else. We were not taught to go for self anymore. We was taken away from that for over 450 years. Now someone's saying, get up. Do for yourself. Pull up your bootstraps and go work. Because we tired of taking care of you. But the reality of it is, with the inferior education that they have given us, we don't know how to get out there and do for self. How to farm. How to take care of ourselves. How to produce for ourselves. And even the ones that do, you know, we're only allowed to a certain extent with the way, just as it was done with the Jim Crow laws, just as it was done with the Black Wall Street, just as it was done, we are under restrictions to be able to produce for ourselves. We know that the high taxations that they put on the black farmers, they barely making it, just like it was with sharecropping. We basically paying for taxes and to be able to just feed our families, there's not no access, because any access that we get, it has to be able to pay off the fines and fees that they place upon us. So this world has placed on us, just like in the children of Pharaoh. Pharaoh say, oh, you want me to let them go?
Well, I'm going to make their work a little bit harder for them. And I'm going to make it so that they can't go. And I'm going to make it so that every time you complain, the more and more you complain, the more and more I'm going to make it, I'm going to put fines on them. I'm going to pull them over. I'm going to put the biggest taxes in their neighborhood. I'm going to get them food that's not fit for them. I'm going to get them genetically modified things, stuff that's not healthy for them. I'm going to get them diabetes. I'm going to get them AIDS. I'm going to get them cancer. I'm going to get them cataracts. I'm going to get them everything they got to get. But I'm not going to give them the proper education so they can be able to lift themselves up out of the damnation of my world. So God said, I'm going to come. And you will know for sure, Abraham, that I'm going to teach them. I'm going to guide them. I'm going to raise them. But we so hard-headed. Like he said, we so easy to lead in the wrong direction and yet so hard to lead into the right direction. So now we are fighting against our own natural will of Allah. And the reason why we don't have those communities, those schools, those farms, those things that we need to produce for ourselves is because we're hard-headed and stiff-necked, as the Bible told us that we were going to be. So God said, if my people will just turn from their wicked ways, call out my name, pray to me, I shall heal their pains, their sufferings, and every imaginable damnation that Pharaoh has put on us. He's going to heal us from those things. But we must know that God is present today, and we must know that he is trying to lead us into our own freedom, our own independence, our own nation. We must accept that truth and then move out on that truth and then be found doing and working that truth. And Allah will bless us overnight. All praises due to Allah. I'm done, Brother Kareem.
Yes, ma'am. All praises due to Allah. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Queen Yatira.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Same question to you. Do you need for me to read it again?
You don't, but I don't know how you want me to go after that queen just blew it up, but I'll try. But
no.
I just want to bounce off what my sister said, and
yes, ma'am.
What came to my mind was a couple of things, but the last thing that you said is we must know. And my perspective of why we haven't, you know, reach the things that we know we need is because we're still stuck in believe mode. Just like she was saying, there's steps. As we know, you know, we have to now be found doing, but we're still stuck in I'm a believer. But that's the in-between stage from once was dead to now I know. We still have to go forward, and that courage, I feel, personally, may not be all the way there, because it's like, in a way, maybe we still believe, not believe, but we're still stuck in the mindset of a spook god, where we just think one day something's just going to fall out of the sky and it's just going to happen. We don't fully grasp and realize that, you know, we have to know that we have to work out our own salvation. So, you know, we all keep quoting it, we all keep hearing it, that, you know, Allah doesn't change people's condition until they begin to change it themselves. But we're still stuck in believe. I believe it's going to happen, and I believe in Allah, and I believe that he appeared to Messenger Muhammad. Well, how about we know this and then act on this, move out on this? So if we know that it could happen overnight, we must not know that. We must believe it or think it, but we don't know that it could happen overnight, because if we truly, truly knew that if all it took was for us to come together and get it done, we would get it done. But we still, that's just, I'm speaking personally, and that's just my humble opinion, that we still are stuck in that mindset of spook God, because we haven't, all of us haven't necessarily had a tangible experience. You know, Allah has came through in this, and he's came through in this way. You know, my rent was paid. Somebody came and did this, but it wasn't miraculous enough of a burning bush. You know, it wasn't miraculous enough, as the Bible stories put. So we don't believe, we don't know that all it takes is for us to truly come together, get it done, and tomorrow we can wake up the God of the universe. All praises to Allah.
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Yes, sir.
And Queen of Jesus.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, first I was going to ask if there is anyone who has a question or comment as of yet in the chat room first. That was my first question.
No, not yet, but the chat room is
not
full.
Yet.
I think they sitting waiting.
they wait for some bombs.
Waiting
so,
for the
okay.
Actual call.
Yes,
I don't know. No questions yet.
All right. And now my second question was, I'm posing the first question to you. I mean, I wanted to get your perspective on that, you know, if you would share that with us.
What was the question? Why we haven't what?
Okay, well, it's the question is stated this way. With the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which we've had for over 80 years now, and the guidance of Allah through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, which, like I said, if I'm not mistaken, we've had for over 35 years now. You know, I'm talking about in
over
this 57. New ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry? Yes, ma'am.
57.
And with it being so readily available to us, why have we not established righteous communities throughout the U.S.?
Wow. Well, you know, even though we've had these teachings,
mm-hmm.
they don't mean anything if we don't love ourselves and love one another. Because if we don't see the value in one another, then we're not going to gravitate to one another. You know, everybody is so distrustful of the other. And we talk about unity, we talk about sisterhood and brotherhood, but in reality, it seems to be easier said than done. And we have to realize that when the minister reintroduced the economic blueprint, he said that the most important resource that we have is one another. So we have to come together first in brotherhood. I mean, how can you talk about unity when the people who are supposed to unify are still separated? So the most important resource is our humanity, our brotherhood, our sisterhood, so that we can become on one accord to reach the common goal. And so the slave master, of course, has made us so distrustful and so hateful of one another. We still don't see the value and worth in one another. We still don't love one another. And that's evident by the killings that take place in our communities every day. We hoop and holler and cry and march and protest when a white man kills us, but when a black man kills another black man, then, you know, we act like that's second nature. And it's so contrary to the nature in which we were created. So we have to be better about how we think and feel and act towards one another in order to build a nation. We don't have to always agree. We don't have to be duplicates of one another. But when white people come together for the cause of a common goal, they work together in spite of their differences. And so if we are really seeking freedom, justice, and equality, we have to work together. Because none of us are free unless all of us are free. What they do to one, they will certainly do to another. So that's my answer, Brother Kareem. I hope it was sufficient.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Absolutely. Well, as you know, here we don't have any wrong answers. Again, it's from all of our own experience and what Allah has blessed us with. So at this point, what we want to do, since our subject is, as I said, I mean, transformers, hypocrites in disguise, or liars, transformers and hypocrites. we have to understand why we're dealing with such a delicate subject. We're dealing with it because at this point in time, from my view, as I see it, we've had, that's why the first question was as it is, we've had these teachings all this time. Many of us, we say out of our mouth, when we greet one another, we say, Salaam Alaikum God, or how's it going God, or we're using the term God is at this point too, also I've heard that. We say we have the supreme wisdom. However, it says in the scripture that you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. It says wisdom is known of its children. So since we have this, what has disturbed me is, and like I said, I don't say somebody else, why haven't we produced what God or a God would produce? I mean, I understand that we have an enemy that's against us. However, we say that we serve the creator of the heavens and the earth. So who's stronger, the enemy or the creator? He can put obstacles in our way, but he can't stop us. But before we go any further, what I want to do is, as we're using the term, the terminology, I want to clear some words. I want to make some things clear. The word transformer is defined as one that transforms, to change in character or condition, to convert. Now, here is a definition, and then I'll get into the explanation of it after I give the definition, because I'm going to have to explain the definition. It's described as a device employing the principle of mutual induction to convert variations of current in a primary circuit into variations of voltage in a secondary circuit. Before I continue on, it says a current is described as the rate of flow of an electrical charge, and voltage equals electrical potential or intensity of field. Basically, that's what it's describing as a transformer. What it does is it takes one type of electrical energy or electrical energy in one form and transforms it or makes it usable by something else. Best example I can give you is your computer. A computer is a digital device. Any digital device must operate off of what's called direct current, which is what you will get from a battery. It has to operate off a direct current because everything has to stay in line and in sync. Well, what we have in the wall where we plug our computers into is known as AC or alternating current. First, the current goes in one direction, then it alternates and goes in another direction. Well, that would mess up what's called a digital device. And remember, the computer is designed on the brain of the human being. The computer has to operate on direct current, meaning the current must flow at a constant rate in one direction at all times for the computer to operate. Same thing with our brains. Our brain must operate because our bodies operate on electrical current, but it must be direct current. It can't be alternating. You can't go, in other words, it can't be wishy-washy. You can't be warm one day or lukewarm one day and hot the next. We have to be constant in what we do. The next word that we're going to clear is the word hypocrite. The dictionary defines hypocrite as a person who puts on a false appearance of virtue or religion. A person who acts in contradiction to his or her stated beliefs or feelings. And the last word is disguise. Disguise is defined as false appearance or an assumed identity to disfigure, to obscure the existence or true state or character of, to conceal, to mislead. Now, before we get into our next question, I want to share with you from the King James Version of the Bible. This is in Matthew, and it's Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 22. Very quickly it reads, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it," meaning immediately, "yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." Meaning they only endure, they only believe for a little while until it gets rough. "He also that received the seed among the thorns is he hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. And I read on through 23. And so now I'm going to come to you, Queen Yetira, with our second question. It relates to the first, but this is more direct here. Why is it so hard for those who claim the messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Minister Farrakhan, to put into practice the simple instructions given to us in our lessons, classes, study guides, and the writings of the Nation of Islam, in your view?
In my view, whew, Allah help me. In my humble, humble opinion, I feel that, it, like you said, it kind of goes with the first part, but we haven't, it's like we want to believe, we want to be knowers, so we're just going to claim it without the full, like the full knowledge, the full awareness, the full tangible fact that it's real and true. So we just say that we believe it, whereas we don't, or know it, rather. I'm not saying that we don't believe it, but we don't know it, but we say we do. Therefore, just like they say, the first part of the first step is to acknowledge, you know, you're wrong, or whatever you're trying to change or work on about yourself, the first part is to acknowledge it. But nobody wants to acknowledge that I'm not fully a knower. I don't fully understand this, so I can't really grasp it. Therefore, I can't fully move out on it, so I can't necessarily believe it because I don't fully understand it. But nobody wants to claim that. We all just want to be believers. I'm part of the 10,000. I'm going to Mecca. You know, Allah is God. He appeared in the person of the Messenger Muhammad, and that's all we want to say. But we're not looking at the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, and truly questioning ourselves. And, you know, it's okay for us to not fully understand. That's why we seek the light of understanding from Allah. You know, he doesn't expect us to just hear the message, get it, you know, perfectly. He knows, he knows the condition that we came from. But it's like, you know, just because we have accepted the teaching, you know, it sounds good and I want to be a part of this for whatever reason that you accepted it, you know, maybe, you know, I'm speaking for myself as well. We didn't fully try to understand, you know, the foundation all the way completely. It made sense. Oh, that makes sense. That's going together. That makes sense. I can dig that, you know, but we didn't fully get the understanding to move out. So I guess that's kind of where I'm stuck at, is just the fact that we don't fully grasp and know it, and we don't acknowledge it in order to fix it and move forward and, again, take our places as gods of the universe.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. And Queen Jamie.
Yes, sir. Praise to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. Same question.
Same question. Why? And it was, why haven't we taken these teachings and produce a positive outcome, correct?
Well, I mean, that's a synopsis of it. Let me read it. It says, why is it so hard for those who claim the messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Minister Farrakhan, to put into practice the simple instructions given to us in our lessons, classes, study guides, and the writings of the Nation of Islam?
Yes, sir. In my opinion, and of course, it's my opinion, we hard-headed. I mean, for lack for the basics of it, we're hard-headed.
I mean, that's the gist of it. I mean, we can go deeper into it, you know, and see, and when it all comes out to it, we're hard-headed. What is an instruction? It's a command that's given that one must follow. Well, we're given in our supreme meaning something that was highest, the top, the elite, superior to all others. In our supreme wisdom, we're given instruction to the laborers. When you labor, mean you work. There's a work that has to be done. There's a duty that has to be done. When Master Fry came over here, he laid the basis of the work. He went door to door by himself. He sold. He vended by himself. He didn't come over here and look for no job and say, hey, white man, I need a job. He went door to door and sold handmade silk from overseas. He gave us the basis of what we had to do. Then, after he went door to door and made the money, he set up mosques. He started inside of people's homes. He didn't have a building. He was poor. He came for the reason for we can be, he wanted to be the perfect example of what it is we want to do. But see, we so spoiled that we want instant gratification. Well, my little bee, genie in a bottle, I need it now. Come on now. We don't serve a single God. We serve a God that came over here and gave us the perfect example of what it is we're supposed to do. Then he raised a beautiful man, He raised a beautiful man, small man, a man with a fourth grade education, in 1974, before the Honorable Elijah Muhammad left us. He had almost half of the south side of Chicago under his ownership. He had several palaces. He had the mosque. He had 3 to 4 farms, I believe, Michigan, Indiana, I want to say Georgia, and a couple other places, but I believe it was 4. Please excuse me if I'm getting it wrong. We had stores. We was importing fish from Peru, whining. We had laundromats, barbershops, grocery stores, our own planes, our own bank. He did this with a fourth-grade education. So if God was not with him, then who was? Don't tell me what's not possible if you step out on the faith of Allah. He said in that lecture, he said, I am a little man, but if they can see me now, they will say, I am a big man by the will and grace of Allah, who came in the person of Master Far Muhammad. So the basic instruction to the laborers, the workers, was to work. Nothing comes free. A lazy man in lay, nothing comes for him but a dream. And as long as you steady lying and dreaming, only thing you're going to ever get is a vision. But what happened, like the minister said, and Brother Nuri reminded us of a Sunday about the law of use. What you misuse, what you abuse, and what you don't use will be taken away. So
That's right. If
we're not using the supreme wisdom that was given to us, and white man see it, and every other man sees it, and every other culture is using it, Who do you think, how do you think they got to the moon in the 1970s? 40 years after supreme wisdom. How do you think they crossed them atoms? How do you think they got these cell phones, these computers, these satellites, our automobiles? It was our supreme wisdom that we did not put into use. So we are responsible for lying and wait for and for a spook God, you know, because we still looking up, God, please. He said, okay, pray, yes, for work. God came as the perfect example of what it is we are to do. And here it is, 80 years up. And we still, and not all, you know, I got to give my, you know, the true believers, the true followers of all the prophets of Allah, not just some, all the prophets of Allah, because they all taught the same thing when we start to take names and stuff up off of them, remove all that. But all the prophets of Allah that's truly following the teachings of Allah, when we take these teachings and these words and we put them into practice, we put them into motion, as you said, transform them, because it comes as a word, but that word has to be put into action, and when you put that word into action, then we're transmitting the highest level of intelligence through the teachings that Allah gave us. Supreme beings is what we are called. Is what human beings are called, supreme, meaning that we are superior to any other form of anything that was created then but was made. And if the black man is the cream, the maker, the planet of the planet Earth, he's the original, originator, then how come we're not exhibiting what God said we are? Why are we not exhibiting that energy? Why? What has caused us to be contrary to what it is Allah said we are to be? We was taught, and Brother Nuri reminded us of this again as a Sunday, all praises to Allah. I don't know if y'all seen that message, but it was fire. He said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that there are 14 billion brain cells. Mm-hmm. And when you teach it to think wrong, one cell to think wrong, and it goes into opposition to what it is, the nature of God, then we basically going in reverse. We going the opposite way of what God is trying to send us, which is the oneness of himself. And so when we're going into opposition to God himself, what do we think going to happen? Why do you think the black people are still in the conditions that we're in? This is our own hand rock. He said, you are going through what you're going through because you will not listen to me. 80-some years up, 80 years. And here it is, we still are the poorest nation on the planet Earth. Not just in America, on the planet Earth. The planet Earth. We don't have land. We have nothing to call our own. We don't produce anything. If they decide tomorrow to shut down everything, you got people that'll be able to make it. But what about the black man? We own nothing. We own nothing. So we'll be without farms, we'll be without homes, without clothing, without shoes, your car gone. What you gonna do? How you going to survive? Do you even know how to even look for food? Do you know how to clean water? What about solar energy? Do you know how to create it? We are masters in every field, but yet we own none. That's like jack of all trades, master. No, you're a fool. You're a jester. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and get up off of that because I don't want to down it because, you know, I don't want to get on us because we all have our weaknesses, but when are we going to realize our weaknesses and start healing ourselves and take our weaknesses and use them for our strength by unifying? And where I'm weak at, you make me strong. Where you weak at, I make you strong. it's harder to break a bonded rope. It's harder. But all praise is due to Allah. I'm done.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. I mean, no, what you said is right on point. Again, this is what we're looking at. This is why we're into this subject. And the reason that we're into one of the most important reasons that we are into this subject is because of the fact that many of us, whether we want to accept it or not, because of demons, if you will, and because of engrams, if you will, you know, I'm going to use that terminology. I'm going to use that. Because of these various things, because of circumstance, because of a lack of practical application of these, we can operate in a spirit, if you will, of hypocrisy sometimes and not even know it. That's why I read what I read from the Bible out of chapter 13 of Matthew about the sower of the seed. In particular, the two parts where it states, it says, and when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But when the wicked one comes immediately, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Caucasian comes. But our own deceptive intelligence can twist it so that we never really understand that word, so we become reciters. We can recite it. We can quote it. But as far as applying it to actually be of some good to ourselves and those around us, never happens. The second part is, he says, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and immediately with joy receiveth it, yet hath he no root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Then also, that's this third part, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. I mean, so we have to ask ourselves, coming into this, if when we say, and I'm going to just use the term believe, when we say we believe that Allah came in the person of Master Farid Muhammad, when we say that we believe that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, the exalted Christ, when we say that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the divine reminder, and we even say he's the Jesus, okay, we say we believe that. But as both my panelists and Queen Aziza said, well, have we moved out on that? I mean, do our actions actually prove that? And if our actions don't, then it's vital that we look into ourselves with a self-accusing spirit, actually weigh what's going on and ask ourselves, are we operating out of a spirit of hypocrisy, out of the spirit of a hypocrite, when it describes a hypocrite again as a person who puts on a false appearance of virtue, a person who acts in contradiction to his or her stated beliefs or feelings. I mean, we have to ask ourselves that question if we are not producing what the teachings say they produce. Prime example, problem book, we have what's called Problem 13. And it's very important to understand that. Again, it's not about being a quotologist, being able to quote it. It's about truly understanding it, internalizing it, and being able to use it to produce the hereafter, heaven here on earth, however you want to term it. Problem number 13 is, it's the 13th problem in the problem book, which has 34 problems in it. However, it's also placed at the front with the original rules of instructions to the laborers. Think over that. Why is it in the supreme wisdom like that? What it states here, after learning mathematics, which is Islam. And Islam is mathematics. It stands true. You can always prove it. He didn't say he could. This is a statement directly to us. You can always prove it at no limit of time. Then you must learn to use it and secure some benefit while you are living. That is luxury, money, good home, friendship in all walks of life. Sit yourself in heaven at once. Didn't say that he was going to sit us in heaven. He said sit yourself in heaven at once. That is the greatest desire of your brother. And notice the word is teachers, plural. Now that's problem number 13. So that being the case, that's an instruction given to us. Why is it so hard, as the last question said, for us to carry that into practice? This is why we're on this topic. This is why we're on this subject. We need, I feel, our brains pricked so that we who will say that we are followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that we are under the tutelage and guidance and leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, why aren't we producing like he's producing? In his actions, in his words, we can see him saying, since we say he's the Jesus, he's saying like Jesus said in John, marvel not at the things that I do, for these things ye shall do, and greater things than these shall ye do. And I see we have a question or a comment on the line. I'm going to bring him right up. Area code 314, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Is that my brother Gene?
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. All praises due to Allah. How you doing, black man?
How by the grace of Allah, I'm doing fine, brother. I just want to give all the greetings to the panelists that's on the show, and I'm currently still in Springfield, Missouri, in some training. But to your subject, I just wanted to comment on your subject matter for tonight, and what really you know saddens me, brother, is that here's a man that has worked over 50 something years of his love for black people, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's been 80 years. Where have we gotten? And I just want to say this. You show me a successful mosque, church, synagogue, or business, I'll show you a leader at work. We have become so egotistical, personality worshipers, and it is hurting our people. We have got to become a service to our community. Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught freedom, justice, and equality. You don't have that in the mosque. You have a Willie Lynch syndrome right there in the house. Now, I'm not knocking or talking down to my nation. I love the man that taught me what I know. And I will be indebted to him for the rest of my life because he has put before us for many, many years what we ought to be doing. We don't own nothing. Why is that? The books say without vision, the people will perish. So you come into the house, there's no vision. So there's no process. There's no vision. Then you have believer people who come in who offer visions that, you know, we talk about pulling our resources together. We talk that. Well, you can profess anything from your damn lips. Well, what about your actions? The messenger had to flee out of Detroit because the hypocrites was going to kill him. I think it's by design. But what keeps me going, and you mentioned something else. The minister once said, the reason that we're called believers is because doubt has a tendency of sneaking in. Doubt has a tendency of sneaking in. But once you know, then there ain't no stopping you. We've got laborers in the house that are worried about their jobs and upholding this man's world. They care nothing about progress and going out there being productive. And the people, it's the heart, brother. It's the heart. The reason that the minister has been so successful and the messenger was so successful because he was beyond belief. He knew who Master Farrar Muhammad is. And that's why the minister is so successful. He's beyond belief. He knows what's backing him. So we have got, and I believe with everything that's in me, that it all come to pass, but we cannot go on living vicariously through the minister and what his vision is. We can't go to heaven on his success, on his bit, on his, you know, on his work.
Come on.
We can't go to heaven on his work. And you know, there's something else is that, you know, we say we're workers for God, but that don't mean our work is going to be accepted. When you put people, brothers and sisters, in leadership position, that's a heavy duty to carry. You have got to lead by example. The minister said he was, people thought that he was going to go on, his family thought he was going to go on to be this great musician. When they seen him out there with a bundle of Muhammad Speaks on his shoulder going out there doing the work, they were shocked. Because he believed and he had a vision and he did what he stood up for. Leadership is not the only thing, but it's everything. We have got special, that is just a big duty to carry as a leader. You're dealing with people's lives, brothers and sisters. You're dealing with other people's lives, and it's your responsibility to lead these people. We have no respect in the communities today because we're not being service to the community. It saddens me so bad that I can go into Christian organizations and they're often brothers and sisters transitional housing. They're often brothers and sisters how to do interviews or dress up for interviews, how to prepare resumes. They're even job placement programs and things like that. I'm like, I'll be damned. You mean to tell me this is what's going on? And I don't want to hear that old story about, you know, they faith initiative, you know, based organization. I don't even want to hear that one. We spend so much money out here on foolishness. We don't even need nobody else's donations or whatever. But it saddens me that these organizations, and I'm looking past religion, it's the service that they're giving to the people that our people so desperately need. We have nothing to offer the community. Yes, you can give me supreme wisdom. You got the supreme wisdom. But what are we building? Absolutely nothing. The 3-year economic program that was in place many, many years ago with the messenger. And I asked the question, I said, brother, we've been suffering for 30 years. How long do we have to suffer? But I'm going to cut it short, but I owe it to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that I'm going to go out, and it's not about I. But then sometimes you've got to step out there and do it because, you know, if you can't surround yourself with like-minded people, don't become stagnated and complacent with that. See, I'm willing to make adjustments to go forward, but I'll be damned if I make an adjustment to go backwards and become complacent. That's all I have to say, brother.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Well, thank you, black man. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, sir. You too, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. All right, we got some more hands up out here, so we're going to go to area code 619. Your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum, family. Sister Michelle.
Wa alaikum. Well,
welcome to
Sister Michelle. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, sir. Yes, I had a question and I guess also a comment. So I'm newly in the nation, just 5 years. And as I'm studying the history of the Nation of Islam, I see that when we had our messenger among us, that the nation was thriving, had different businesses and all like that, right? And then, you know, I had read on Facebook one time that someone said that we're not thriving, you know, under the leadership of Minister Farrakhan like we did under the leadership of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And my comment on that, because, you know, something was just said about that, is that, you know, he can only teach us and give us the teachings as they was given to him. But we must do something with it. So it's not Farrakhan's fault that we're not thriving as individuals as a nation. It's our own fault because we're not following his example. He is a perfect, I said perfect example among us. Now, I hear a lot about this do for self, so being new in this, I'm not really understanding, you know, how to go about it. Understand do for self. That doesn't have to be explained to me. So as I'm asking different people, and you said something like this yourself, sir, as I'm asking different people, how do I, being the woman, and my role is, my role is different from the man, how do I go about doing it for self? The replies I seem to be getting is, well, you have the teacher, you have the supreme wisdom, it's all in there. So I offer up as an example that, yes, we have the supreme wisdom, we have the teachings among us, but then why would the minister say, for example, give a lecture on how to give birth to a God? Just go read it in the teachings. But he gave a lecture, which means he gave instructions. So my question is, you know, how do I, being a sister in the Nation of Islam, go about doing for self? I have attempted, but each of my attempts, you know, have been cut down by some people like, you can't do this and you can't do that. And my response is, well, it's my nation. Why come, you know, I can't. And also my other comment was is that we had a shooting in our neighborhood, you know, a couple of days ago. And as I walked out there and I seen some of us on the scene, I'm like, it's too late now. We got to get them before they shoot each other up, before they kill each other. That's our responsibility. That's our mission, to save the lost. And it just saddens my heart because two young people's life is gone, just like my son's life was cut short. You're right. Where are we at in our neighborhoods? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
And I want to now bring in another panelist who I didn't know was going to be there. The student minister, Andre. You with us, sir?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir, dear brother. I'm here. I'm on point. I'm on my post.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. We're glad to have you here, brother. And
yes, sir. I was running a little bit late. You know, I was just getting out of the best class on the planet. So, and then I had to deal with that snow on the ground. You know, it's snowing. It's been snowing here for a few days. So, I had running a little behind, but I'm here.
Well, I'm gonna say this to you, brother. I mean, you know, my grandfather told me like this. He said, "Don't worry about being on time. Just be concerned about being in time."
Yes, sir.
So You're right here, black man. You're right here. And
yes,
so you know what our topic is tonight, correct?
No, I didn't get a chance to go see what the topic was. If you would refresh my memory there, dear brother.
Yes, sir, certainly. The topic ain't a fun and dance one. The topic is liars, transformers, hypocrites. Who's in your mosque? Another way to put it is transformers, hypocrites in disguise. That's our topic tonight. You know,
man.
But I don't deal with weak stuff. That I don't have time for that because we're building a nation.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100% that, dear brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And so since we have you here with us, we've already gone through questions 1 and 2. I'm going to just read both of them real quickly, but I'm going to pose question 3 to you. But
okay.
The first question, and this also will give you something to think about, and if you want to respond on the first 2 questions, that's fine. The first question is this. With the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which we've had for over 80 years, and the guidance of Allah through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, which we've had for over 30 years, and I'm talking about in this current, you know, dispensation, so readily available, why have we not established righteous communities throughout the United States? The second question was and is, why is it so hard for those who claim the messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Minister Farrakhan to put into practice the simple instructions given to us in our lessons, classes, study guides, and the writings of the Nation of Islam? And now the question I'm going to pose to you.
Okay.
What is a hypocrite?
Well, first of all, let me begin the correct way. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who appeared to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. And I further bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his exalted Christ. And I bear witness that the extension that we have in our midst today is none other than the Son of Man, who is the rightly guided one by and being backed by these two. And I want to greet all of the listeners, those who are in the chat room, with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
The definition of a hypocrite. What is a hypocrite? I want to first go to the Holy Quran. The minister teaches us that there is a section in the book, the Holy Quran, that speaks of the mind of a hypocrite and what that mindset is and how it works, because the mind of a hypocrite is different from the mind of a believer, in as much that the believer has an aim and a purpose that's righteous, and the hypocrite has an aim and purpose that's other than righteous. So there's a war going on between minds and the of a hypocrite. When God said that he was going to place a ruler in the earth, he also said that he would breathe into him of his spirit. He said that he would teach this one all of the names, and that when he teaches them, when he's taught those names that he requested, or no, he commanded or instructed the angels to bow in obedience or submit to him. Now, there was one called Iblis who refused and was proud and was one of the disbelievers. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I just said. He refused and was proud and was one of the disbelievers. Now, you have 3 conditions that this mindset, first of all, he rebelled against, or he refused the command of the Lord of the world. Think about that. He refused a direct instruction from the command of the Lord of the worlds. He became proud. He said, "Well, you know, I'm bad. I don't have to do that." Then he disbelieved. He disbelieved what the Lord of the world said. So he refused and became a disbeliever. In that, he said, "And because thou hast adjudged me erring," now this is another place in the Quran, "because thou hast adjudged me erring and allowed me or caused me to remain disappointed. Now I'm going to come to them in thy straight path." And in another place it says, "I will come at them from before them and from behind them, from the right side and from the left side, from above them and from beneath them. And you will find most of them ungrateful." So there you have the mindset of a hypocrite. That mindset is, first of all, it's in rebellion to the command. It becomes proud. Then it disbelieves. So in all of those three, he refused, he disbelieved, and he was proud. Well, you know how we do when somebody gives us a command, especially to us as black folks. You know how we do. Well, I ain't listening to that. I ain't got to do that. I don't even like him anyway. I don't like her anyway. They become proud. I can do that. I can do it better. Number one, I don't believe he can do the job. So when you are given a command, especially something that you might not agree with, you may have some kind of personality discrepancy against the brother or the sister, and you don't want to follow the instruction. So there you become proud. "Well, I ain't going. I got something to do. I got to go to work." You make excuses. In the Holy Quran, it says that they were proud that they stayed behind when they were called upon by the messenger to go into battle in the heat. They were proud that they stayed behind. They loved the fact that they made an excuse. So a hypocrite does that. He makes, or she makes, an excuse or refuses to do as they are instructed. And when we're in the classes or when we're doing the drill, we have face commands, close order instructions. Those are given to allow you to follow instructions, that you don't fall out of place, that you don't go ahead of the command or you don't lag behind the command, that you are staying in tune with the DI. The DI in this point will be God himself. When he gives you a command, you follow instructions. In the Nation of Islam, when we become members or become registered members, we no longer have an option. We just follow instructions. That is the tune or the aim or the purpose of a true believer, is to follow instructions. We don't have any options. In the Holy Quran, it says, "No, by thy Lord, thou hast not faith until you give freely of that which you love and do what the messenger said." Follow the messenger. Follow his messenger. You have no faith really until you give freely of that which you love. So there is a prerequisite. You have to believe. You have to do good. It also says that those who believe and do good will have gardens beneath which rivers flow. So there is a criterion, there's a requisite to believe, and there is a mindset or requisite for those who are hypocrites. Because you notice that in that story where he said, "Well, I refuse," in one place in the Holy Quran, it says that he says that I am better than him. I'm not going to bow down to him, because when you look at this world, even though you have people that are CEOs of companies and other things that put them in leadership positions. Then you have the one who has not the same position, who is Caucasian and may have went to Harvard or Yale or any of the other prestigious colleges that we know of today that have produced three of the U.S. presidents that we know of, that they become proud and rebellious, and they disbelieve in that one who is supposed to be in power. It doesn't make a difference whether he has a degree. It does not. It does make a difference. In some cases, it does, but most cases, it does not. And if that person is a CEO who happens to be in a position of authority, then you have that one who refuses based on a certain criterion because he feels that he's better, that he does not have to follow instructions from that particular person because of his skin color. And then you have those ones that even if they don't are not divided by the skin color, then they are divided on the basis of being proud or they still feel they have that same mindset of I am better, I don't have to follow him. So that is what a hypocrite is according to the Holy Quran. And like I said, we know how we do a lot of times when we don't want to follow instructions. First thing we do is we refuse it. We become proud and we disbelieve. And that causes a division within the mosque. Or it does not have to just be in the mosque. That causes a division in the church. That causes a division in the workplace. That causes a division in the home. That causes a division pretty much in every establishment or institution that we know of right now. It does not discriminate. It does not discriminate at all because when you become what they say is a hypocrite, then it is contagious because those ones that you are around or happen to come in contact with you can also take on those same characteristics if we don't keep our duty, as the Holy Quran says. It says, O you who believe, follow not the footsteps of the devil. He is your open enemy. So when we start to look at those things as far as a hypocrite, even in our general orders, take charge of this post and all temple property in view. So we have to take charge of our post to look out for that which is going to cause a disruption on our post, and that does include ourselves, and be careful. I mean, definitely be careful of those who you think are your closest friends or your brother. We have to watch their attitudes, especially when they're told or have to follow instructions and they don't. Then that causes a problem. So, that is my answer to that question there, dear brother.
Yes, sir.
I hope that I have given inspiration to someone as far as that question, and I hope I answered the question to the best of my ability by what Allah has given me. And I will step back and let you take back the mic there, dear brother.
All praise is due to Allah. We want to thank you, brother, for your participation and your answer.
All praise is
due to Allah. Yes, sir. And now, Brother Maurice, are you with us?
Yes, sir, beloved. I am. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. Well, I'm not going to hold you up, brother. Do you know what the question is, so have at it.
Yes, sir, beloved. When I think about, you know, what is a hypocrite, basically a person who claims or pretends to have certain beliefs about what is right, but who behaves in a way that disagree with those beliefs. And, you know, I think the key part in that is, you know, that they believe or they claim they have beliefs about what is right and they're doing something other than that. And when we deal with the nation of Islam, you know, as believers, what can be or what would make us hypocritical or make us a hypocrite is basically saying one thing with our mouths, but our action does not follow what we're saying with our mouths. We're living opposite of what we claim to teach or what we claim to believe. And I heard the minister say on a lecture, I believe it was How to Take Charge of Your Post, he said that I hear the Muslims in their slack talk when they say me and my friends. And he said, well, who are the friends of a believer? He said, the Holy Quran tells us that the only friend of a believer is Allah, the messenger, and the true believer. And he said, now, we got to be able to discern who is a true believer. What is a true believer? What kind of people are you hanging out with that you call to be your friends? If they're not talking about the program and pushing the program and living that life of a Muslim, then that's not a true believer. If you got a friend who you claim is your friend but don't believe what you say you believe, but that's your friend, then you have to check yourself, because that's not who your friend should be. Evidently, what they love, you love that more than you love what Allah has given us. So that's why you hang out with people who don't believe what you say you believe. So, you know, when we look at hypocrites, we have to take in that whole range of things so that we can surely see ourselves and we can surely see others, because we must never forget that. Because when I first heard the minister say that, and I wasn't even registered at that point, and I was riding from Fort Campbell with my buddy Rob, who was in the military, and we were going back to D.C., and he was like, Reese, you believe that? And I said, no. That's the first thing I ever heard that I don't agree with the minister, because I would never act like you. Within 3 months later, I found myself acting just like him, and I had to cut that damn friendship off. Mm. I had to cut it off. So, you know, we have to look at who we calling our friends, definitely, because then, you know, there's a problem somewhere. Yeah, and becoming hypocritical is right there coming with it. So that's how I would answer that question there, brother.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Maurice. And Sister Michelle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Please forgive me. Would you please state your question again, please? Because we want to get that answer for you.
Oh, yes. My question was, how do I, or any MGT, being the woman in the nation, go about doing for self? I mean, you know, because we're different, the man and the woman, and I know that, you know, we can't get out there and sell the final call, you know, on the corners and stuff. We can't go knocking on doors, you know. So basically, I just never understood that. How does the woman do for the self?
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. And I'm going to steer that question to Queen Jamie first. You go right ahead.
You already know.
Come on.
To bring you right home. Oh, praises to Allah. Well, Sister Michelle, beautiful. We as the women are taught how your 7 units. I'm gonna put it as clearly as possible. How to rear our children, cook, clean, how to take care of our husband, how to act at home and abroad. And on top of that, Allah give us even more talents within ourselves. So we have to take those God-given talents and utilize them. Don't sit on them. And the more you utilize them and the more you ask him to help you to utilize them, the more talents he even give you. Think about the story of the talents when he said he gave one 10, the other 5, and the one 1. But because the one that had the one want to bury his talent, he took that one away and gave it to the one that had the 10. We have to work, Sister Michelle. You have to dig so deep in you. Removing all doubt, that's the biggest key. Removing all doubt.
knowing that whatever's in you, you can bring into fruition your own. You just got to want to do it. And if you don't know how, knock on your sister's door. Praise to Allah, knock on your sister's door. Because your sister, you might not have the key. It's about, again, taking our weaknesses and using and taking our strength and using our weakness, you know, bringing them to where my sister or my brother is strong. And then, okay, well, I'm strong in this level. I might not be good in this one, but I might be good in that one. You know, your sister Market, right over here, do a darn good job at it, too. I like to get out there. It's very evident I got a mouthpiece. I like to talk. I like to speak. I like to, you know, whatever. You got beautiful talents. Get them out there. Don't look at what you don't have, because if we're always looking at what we don't have, that's going to be our hindrance. We have to look at what we do have and how can I use what I do have and put that to work for myself. I'm a prime example. I worked while I waited. I might not have had this or that, and I didn't let that stop me. Walk miles, queen, miles. I walked miles, many long days. Many long nights. We might can't get out there on this street and sell that final call, but it is incumbent upon us to go to my sister, knock on her door, feed her some bean pie. Say, let me talk to you, queen. Can I, or you out there, give them a flyer. We might not can't stand on that corner, but we go places every day. Be the example of a righteous woman, and your righteousness is going to shine through, and guess what? They going to come start knocking on your door. Excuse me. I was smelling your food the other day, and I was wondering, you got some more of that? Or can I purchase that? Or what's that you got on? That smell real good. Is that oil? Do you sell that? Whatever. You make candles? Make candles. You make bath salts? Make bath salts. You get out in the kitchen, you cook. Go to your convenience store or whatever around you. Say, hey, I bake cookie and I was wondering, is there any way possible I could put my products in here for sale? You might get 50 no's, but that one yes is where your success lies. And I'm done. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. And before I move on to the other two queens that are on the line, let me say this to you, Sister Michelle. Also, whatever talents that Allah has blessed you with, and also any education you have, even though you may not be able to go out with the final call per se, you can use whatever education or whatever talents you have and offer those. See, the idea is that, as was mentioned earlier, what Master Farad Muhammad did, how he got in the door with our people was he provided a service. In other words, something that the people needed. And whatever you have, Allah has blessed you with, is something that someone needs somewhere, and that's a marketable skill. Now I want to come to Queen Yatira. You still with us, sister?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. If you would share with Sister Michelle your thoughts, your views on her question.
Yes, sir. Well, being that I myself have that same question, you know, I agree with what has been said so far. And just to add on to it, when I was living in apartment complexes, that's when I was really, you know, trying and striving to do for self. And what I did after asking the question was I just found myself observing my neighbors and seeing, you know, what it is that they lacked, what it is that I saw that they needed. And there's a single mother complex, you know, apartment complex. And you know, there's tons and tons of little children. So I mean, I didn't necessarily move out on those things, but just observing what I saw, you know, I knew that if my strong point was, you know, if I had the time, maybe I could, you know, little daycare, you know, watch children, or, you know, the mothers may be working, so cook dinners, you know, to help out, just help dinners in the community because, you know, everybody may not be eating well. And, you know, just stuff like that. Or communicating with my neighbors. I, you know, dressing how we dress, you know, it attracts people. So when someone approached me and we just get to talking, you know, we talk and we, you know, we build a rapport with our people. And in that communication, we see the things that they need, and then, you know, we dig in ourselves and see what we have to offer ourselves. So, you know, I'm just, you know, everything that, what was said so far is, you know, pretty much where, you know, is where I, you know, where I see it myself. So I pray that helps a little.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. And Queen Aziza.
Huh? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. I tell you.
Well, you know, I know Sister Michelle personally, and so in my opinion, sis, you know, you're off to a wonderful, wonderful start already. It's really about accessing your sisters like myself, accessing your sisters like Sister Jamie, Sister Yatira. You were on her show Saturday night. You know, we're doing everything we can to help you get the word out. But Sister Michelle is the author of many children's books. And these books that she has created and the video that she created today, oh, my God, this sister has so much talent. But as the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan said, our nation is filled with so many unwrapped gifts. And the reason why those gifts are unwrapped is because we don't have access to one another. We as a nation, we are spread out all over the world. You know, so it's hard for us to come together. But inshallah, through all of our efforts, through media and communication and every which way we can support one another. Now, I don't know anyone else who is doing what Sister Michelle is doing, so that also makes her work very, very unique. But I have seen her talent. She has educational tools that even if you are not in the position to homeschool your child, these are things that you can do at home with your child. And so I think it would be better coming from Sister Michelle if you would share with us, Sister Michelle, what your books are all about.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Queen. Well, I started a few years ago creating a storybook about the Nation of Islam, and I moved on to creating more educational materials because as I looked into the nation, I saw we had very little as far as educational materials about, you know, our lessons and stuff. So when Sister Sandy produced Message to the Black Man workbook, I was like, wow, that's good right there. So I said, well, we need something for the little children, especially, you know, the homeschool children, you know, so that, you know, it's hard enough on the mothers to school their children, you know, to do the lessons and everything without having to actually just sit down every time and make material, you know, because like in the regular, you know, schools, public, private, whatever, you know, the teachers are teaching, and they just go and they get the materials that they use in their class. So, you know, I produced a Nation of Islam coloring book, like I said, a storybook of the Nation of Islam, and the Little MGT storybook and the Little FOI storybook. And I'm in the process of producing three other books. One is entitled A Divine Warner and Guide, the Story of Minister Farrakhan. The other one is The Son of Man, the Story of Master Muhammad. And the last one is Behold, I Will Send Elijah, of course, the story of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the reason that I'm so adamant about my first workbook I produced is called the Student Enrollment Workbook. And the reason I'm so adamant about getting that book out at a very reasonable cost, because I don't believe in overcharging, to the people in the nation, the mothers, the fathers who homeschool, or to the MUIs, or just even the storybook, something to read our children, you know, at night, is because of something I read in Mother Tynetta's book, where she said it is necessary for all restless Muslims in the Nation of Islam to study our lessons for further advancements into our Islamic teachings, duties, and instructions on the law as a guide for our nation's success in preparation for the hereafter. That was very profound for me, in preparation for the hereafter. She went on to say that these lessons were first answered by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as part of a first-time assignment and examination before Almighty God in February 1934. These lessons contain 154 questions and answers and statement of actual facts and a number of problems. So my series of educational workbooks is based off the 154 questions, because if we who are registered in the Nation of Islam must prepare ourselves, then why not start with the children when they are younger so that they can prepare themselves? Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stated one day that we need to be able to process, that the day is coming when we'll have to process overnight. Well, wouldn't it be nice, in my brother Burby voice, if they had from the cradle up to 16 and 18 when you can register, they've already had these materials among them. They're very familiar with. They walk into the processing class, and then they recite. And like I said, not only will these materials teach the children the lessons, but it will give opportunities to the parents to teach the meaning of such lessons. Per the instructions that were given to the Honorable Minister Louis Minister Farrakhan by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you teach the meaning. So I'm proud to prepare the education series for our children. I'm trying to take homeschooling of our children to a whole new level. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said in Believers Meeting that he wanted us to create our own material with which to educate our children. So that's what I'm doing. All praises be to Allah. I took what Mr. Farrakhan said as an instruction. So anyone wishing to order the materials, the one that's available right now is called the Student Enrollment Workbook. They can visit www.itsnationtime.webs.com, and that's WEBS. Thank you.
All praises be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Would you repeat that again, Sister Michelle, so they can make sure they get it?
Yes. It's www.itsnationtime.webs.com.
All praise is due to Allah. See, that, exactly what you talked about, exactly what you're doing, is after learning mathematics, which is Islam, and Islam is mathematics, you are proving it at no limit of time, because you have now learned to use your mathematical theology to secure some benefit while you are living. All praise is due to Allah. Loving it. I'm loving it. All right, we're going to move, because we're fast approaching the end of the time. All praise is due to Allah. It has been a wonderful program. I want to get to our last two questions. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Area 210's been holding for a long time.
Oh, yes, ma'am. No problem. Let me bring them in. Area code 210. Your mic is live.
Yes, sir. Assalamualaikum, man. Wow, I was blown away by that sister that just was talking about her books, brother.
Yes, sir.
She got the answer already.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yes, sir, brother. Could sell those books all over the nation, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But one of the things I wanted, sir?
Who am I speaking with, bro?
Oh, yes, sir. This is a brother called Muhammad in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, praise to Allah. Yes,
excuse me.
Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I know we don't have a lot of time, so I won't go into in the name of Allah, the Benevolent, the Merciful. And of course, I got to give praise to Allah, but I just wanted to just share just for a minute about the hypocrites. One thing that I wanted to say was that this is just my view, there are different types of hypocrites, brother, and I think the most I don't want to say powerful, but the most dangerous hypocrites are the ones that basically are the ones who are the spirit killers.
Yes, sir.
You know, because if you have a beautiful idea, and you're actually moving out and working the idea, but yet you have someone that knocks your idea and what you're trying to do down, and then you have new believers coming in with these ideas, and they're actually doing things, and you basically run them off. And to me, that really angers me, brother. When I see that happening, and I've seen that, you know, a lot in throughout the nation, and I think because the main thing is envy and jealousy, brother. And that's one thing that we really got to get rid of within all of ourselves, you know. But I think the sad thing is when you have a person like that, brother, is that they don't even see their own beauty. They're so busy looking at what you have and what your abilities are, and they miss their own abilities that Allah blessed them with. So I think that's a very big problem, and I think that's something that you know, that we need to address.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah, and I agree with you, brother. You're absolutely correct. That is something that has to be addressed, and I actually believe that these last two questions are going to get into that. And
yes,
so,
sir.
Brother Maurice, first. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yes, sir. All right. The second to the last question is this. How does one keep from becoming a hypocrite?
Mm. Wow. Prayer is the first thing. We have to be prayerful. I think we also have to study, be found studying. We have to be found living what we say. And the more, Minister Farrakhan taught us that prayer purifies us. And, you know, I believe, just looking at myself and my own growth, the more and more I prayed, the more and more better I became. Because you're keeping that in your mind of what you're supposed to do, and you're daily leaning more and more towards doing and actually living out that life. And in this world where we have evil and disbelief all around us, we truly, truly have to stay prayed up. We have to stay studied up. And we can't afford to punk out. You know, Allah
mm-hmm.
says in the Quran that, you know, fighting is ordained for us, even though we may not like it. And so when I think about that, you know, it goes to say that because we're Muslims, we don't do what the world expects us to do. We do what Allah says that we should do. We do what he instructs us to do. So when we begin to make up our mind to live that kind of life, then you're going to find yourself fighting. You're going to find yourself fighting in your very own home, because there's always that yin and yang that one person wants to do right and somebody else wants to do wrong. And then as you begin to doing what's right, and somebody else may say, well, you're being petty. No, I'm not being petty. I'm doing what's right. So people are not going to like it. Institutions are not going to like it because you want to do the right thing. You don't want to see the world through the eyes of those. You want to see the world as Allah has instructed us. We want to take Allah's coloring. So if you're going to do that, that means you're going to be fighting. That means you better stay prayed up, because the enemy will come after you because of what you're trying to do, and you doing what you're trying to do is bringing his world down. So we got to understand exactly what it means when we say that we're Muslims. When we say that's the life that we're going to walk, That's the life we're going to live. Well, you better stay prayed up, because if not, we'll find ourselves being, as the messenger said, turned hypocrites overnight. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, black man.
Yes, sir.
And Student Minister Andre.
Yes, sir. I'm there. I'm still here, dear brother.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Well, since our time is short as it is, I want to move on to our final question. And our final question is for everyone. But I want to start with you. And this question is this. How do we, since we know that hypocrisy exists, it's an ugly thing. We may not want to talk about it. However, we know it exists in our ranks. And see, I mean, we're talking about, yes, all righteous people across the board. However, more specifically, we're talking about us because we say we're the saviors. That's what I hear. We say we that. So since we know it exists and we know, according to Allah in the Quran, that it's a disease, how do we fight this disease and move forward to build the hereafter?
The first, I want to commend Brother Maurice on what he said about prayer, first of all, because that is the first and key and most important aspect that will divert us from becoming hypocrites. But I want us to pay attention to what is said in the prayer. when we're saying the prayer, we ask Allah to guide us on the straight path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors. The straight path is a very narrow, is not often traveled, and those who travel the straight path are lonely, they are humbled, they go through many trials and tribulations, they carry a heavy weight and a heavy burden upon their shoulders. The lessons teach us that the earth spins at the rate of 1,037 1/3 miles per hour. While it is spinning, we can't feel it, but we know that it is spinning because when we look up into the sky, we see the clouds moving. This spinning allows it to change seasons, fall, winter, spring, and summer. Each one of those seasons have a purpose. And within that spinning, you have convulsions within the earth that we don't feel, which allows the natural resources like oil, natural gas, coal, gold, silver, precious metals and pearls and that we find in the ocean, that we dig deep and find, and we find these treasures and we use them and utilize them for our prosperity, or we utilize them for those things that are necessary. But the earth goes through those convulsions and it spins at that speed to allow those things to become valuable, to allow those things to build up. That can become valuable. Well, it's the same with us. When we go through the prayer and we go through the trials and the tribulations that come upon us from trying to live righteous, trying to walk that straight path, trying to build up that reputation or that character that Allah can be pleased with, then we bring out those that character or that disposition or that nature or that understanding that will allow us not to fall in the trap of becoming a hypocrite. These things are necessary when we keep our duty. So when we say, O Allah, guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors, not the path of those upon whom thy wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray. When we say that prayer, we are asking him not to allow us to fall hypocrites, not to allow us to go astray from the straight path, because that straight path is what will enable us to gain the pleasure, also the favor, and the blessings of Allah Most Great. And I think I think I need to go ahead and let somebody else try to get in on this question. And so that's my answer to that question, Edith, brother.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. Thank you, student Ms. Saunders. And Queen Yatira, same question to you.
Yes, sir. Can you repeat the question one more time?
The question is, how do we fight this disease, the disease of hypocrisy, and move forward to build the hereafter?
Mm. Yes, sir. Well, I agree with what has been said. And speaking from personal experience, I remember when I was first, you know, coming into the nation, being so afraid after hearing about the hypocrite, you know, coming to Allah in almost tears, because I would learn something and then I would learn something else, and it didn't quite make sense to the previous thing that I just learned. So I found myself, you know, confused, and I was doubting, and then I was hearing that doubt is the mother of hypocrisy. So I was, you know, I had so much fear in me that I was going to become a hypocrite. And I just like they're saying, I prayed. I went to Allah, and I asked him, you know, to remove that feeling from me, and I asked him to help me and give me understanding so, you know, I don't turn away because I don't understand. You know, just help me to be patient and know that, I'm not going to know everything. Let me know that it's okay for me to not just get everything the first time I hear it. And I just think that, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves. You know, if we all just claim that, you know, those type of thoughts don't come in our minds, because they do, you know, but it's what we do with those thoughts. It's how we rise above them. It's what, you know, do we bring to Allah and let Allah take that from us, and, you know, humble ourselves. And that's something else along with prayer. You know, instead of thinking, you know, I could have just, that don't make sense, you know, I knew there was going to be something that's fake. He just wanted to be, you know, over everybody, something about just hearing what other people were saying to me, and letting that, I couldn't let that sit and take on their feelings and their thoughts. But I didn't want that. And, you know, I just humbled myself to, I'm not going to know everything. I'm not going to understand anything. I just think that, honestly, we have to be honest with ourselves, because if we keep denying it, we're not going to be able to move forward. So in order to move forward, we have to acknowledge it. So, you know, we acknowledge it, we pray on it, we humble ourselves, you know, we seek refuge in Allah, and we pray that He grants us the light of understanding and, you know, remove that from us when we may have those different thoughts or different feelings. And, you know, we have to keep it real, as we talk, keep it 100.
Yes, ma'am, all praise is due to Allah. And Queen Jamie, you get with us?
I am. I do apologize. I am here.
No, ma'am. No problem. No problem. Okay. In 15 seconds, can you? No, not 15 seconds.
Okay.
Your answer to the question, how do we fight this disease and move forward to build the hereafter?
It's in our rules of instruction to the laborers. And it's basically saying, so that is what is meant by Allah, take under analysis and consideration laborers in the near future. The student should practice his or her labor while under study. If they were sincere and submit themselves to obey and follow the apostle, and it is written that all who rebelled against the apostle, Allah made it impossible for them to live in peace until they would submit. The Holy Quran does not contradict a Muslim to swear his allegiance to his brother, so long as he does not break his allegiance, nor does the Bible in this case. So we have to listen to our prophet, the honorable and messenger, the honorable Elijah Muhammad, and do the work. All praise is due to Allah, and thank you for having me, sir.
Yes, ma'am, all praise is due to Allah, and thank you. And Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I was going to ask you, because I know we're out of time. However, I yet want to have put the lineup out, because the people need to know, they need to tune in these other 6 days a week.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, join us tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central as we will be welcomed back, as we welcome back Brother Jihad with Out on the Front Line with the Fruit of Islam. I think he's going to pick up his topic with the Native Americans, the indigenous people. He's working with the Navajo Nation down in Albuquerque, New Mexico at this time. So, inshallah, we'll be hearing from them on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. Join us for DJ Black Caesar and Friends. That's our hip-hop comedy show. On Thursday, join me at 8 p.m. Central. And my topic will be marriage and mind. So,
I'll be there.
Don't ask. It's called Marriage in Mind. And, of course, on Friday, we'll be back with Student Minister James Muhammad at 8 p.m. for our online live study group. And, you know, I want to say about the study group, you know, if you have questions about Islam, you know, feel free to ask them at our study group. Student Minister James Muhammad, you know, he's very astute in these teachings, and, of course, he always has great ministers on. He had Minister Andre, who's with us tonight on Friday. So we had a beautiful program. So I just want to encourage for people, if you just have questions about Islam in itself, to join us. And, of course, on Saturday at 8 p.m. Central, we'll be joined with Sister Yatira and Young Gifted and Black. And Sister Yatira, are you going to give us a sneak peek of the topic on Saturday, or we have to wait?
Well, I don't have the title, but I know we're going to be talking about the original Jews and so-called Jews, but I don't necessarily have the topic title yet.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
I know the title for that one. Who are the real Jews? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there we go.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And, of course, on Sunday, join us with Brother Vernon Muhammad with our economic development program called No Romance Without Finance. And, of course, he'll be talking about the economic blueprint and trade and commerce. And next Monday at 8 p.m. Central, we'll be right back here with Brother Kareem at 8 p.m. And, Brother Kareem, what is the topic next week for Conscious Black Nation?
The topic next week for Conscious Black Nation is, why Dianetics?
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
We got to get into it.
Hey, Assalamu alaikum there, brother.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, yes, sir, brother. I didn't mean to jump in, but Sister Aziza, I know you don't mind me chiming in just for a second. I wouldn't mind coming back on that show again next Monday.
No problem, Black Man.
Yes, sir.
Very well.
Also, yes, sir.
Also, Friday if possible too with Student Minister James Mama. You know, that's my best friend. That's my buddy there.
Well, Brother Andre, you know, you have an open invitation. You don't have to ask me, can you come on? You can just show up.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll definitely be there then.
All praise is due to Allah. And I want to thank all of the listeners, all of you in the chat room. I know I didn't get to all of your questions. I tried to. Some of them said they were disappointed because we were not gossiping and slack talking. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's not what we do. So we're not going to ever accommodate you on that. You know, but if you want to talk about gossiping and slack talk, you know, maybe you can inbox Brother Kareem or myself, and maybe that's the subject matter we may take up, but we are not, of course, going to gossip or slack talk about any individual, but we can talk about the subject itself and how damaging it is, if that would interest you. But we are not going to point out anyone in particular. That is not what we do here on Nation Building Movement. Yes,
that's right.
May I just ask that I would like to you know, put my Facebook out, because I want to take
you know, people who want to talk about certain things, for them to, you know, let me know what they want to hear and what they want to talk about on Facebook. So they can just, you know, my Facebook name is T.T. McDaniel. I can't change it yet. I don't know why my Facebook won't let me change my name, but it's T.E.T.E., last name McDaniel.
Yes, sir. And also, we have two pages. We have Nation Building Radio, Nation Building Movement, and MBM Radio. So if you have topic ideas, if you have complaints or concerns or whatever, you know, you can always leave your comments there. Of course, you know who I am. I'm Aziza Queen, Queen Aziza, either page. You know, Brother Kareem is on. Sister Jamie, she's on as Diatoma Clarity. She helps us with our promotion. So anything that you would have us talk about, please feel free to make your suggestions, and we'll definitely take them into consideration depending on the nature of the topic. Y'all know I don't talk about sex, so don't ask me again. That's not happening. Okay. I've gotten... And really, I really want to make this clear because I'm not ignoring people, but I don't know if I've announced it enough. I've had about, without exaggeration, I've had about 150 requests to talk about sex in the marriage and why we don't have sex outside of marriage and what is beastly acts of sex and things like that. I've had those questions come to me, and I just want to say that me personally as an MGT, it's very inappropriate for us as women to talk about. And number two, that's a very personal issue. And so that is something that is worked out between two people. So it's no need for public forum. I don't feel need to have that kind of conversation on a public forum. You know, if you have questions about it, I suggest that you consult your elders. If you're not in the mosque, consult your minister, your captain, your lieutenant. Consult the Quran, the Holy Bible, whatever you need to do. Just don't consult me, okay? I just want to make it plain. So all of you who I didn't get a chance to answer your questions, please email them to me because my chat room is about to shut down at YGBLive. That is the email address for Young, Gifted, and Black. So send them to YGBLive@gmail.com, and I will certainly address your questions throughout the week because I think about 217 that I didn't get to. So thank you all so much for your questions. And are there any more comments from anyone before we close out, Brother Kareem?
No, ma'am. I just wanted to share this so that we can close out very quickly. Again, I also want to thank everyone who joined us across the board. I definitely want to thank my panel. I want to thank you again, Queen Aziza, again, for the opportunity to serve. And I would say that we have established that being a hypocrite is simply not doing what we say we are going to do. Being a hypocrite is going against what we say we believe in, and we can even be that, like I say, sometimes unintentionally, simply by not practicing. In closing, I want to share this, Surah or Chapter 113, Al-Falaq Tadan, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the dawn from the evil of that which he has created and from the evil of intense darkness when it comes and from the evil of those who cast evil suggestions in firm resolutions and from the evil of the envier when he envies. As always, I say, the thought is the act is the fact. We either participate or we all dissipate. I want to leave you as we came with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum
as-salam. One nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.